Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm too old for hustle culture. I'm actually too old for hustle culture. It's too much for me now. We let this man go around calling himself Yeezus and then got offended that he had a God complex.
Can you imagine actually being so jealous that you poison your friend? Hello and welcome to TMS Hot Takes. I'm Renee.
And I'm Courtney.
And we are going to be talking about girl chat.
Girl chat! Thank you so much for the response to the last episode. You guys loved it.
You loved it.
So here is more of it. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about the complexity of adult relationships.
Oh.
The fact that everybody seems to be stricken with the flu.
Yeah.
Oh my God. The frontal lobe development of being 25 plus.
Because allegedly we in our big
we've just been children.
We grown.
Our favorite slang words and other things which you also have.
Oh, we gonna talk gist. Guys, I got some gist for you. Yeah. We're gonna talk about Cat Williams part two.
Oh, okay.
Because we touched on it, but I'm clued up this episode.
Okay.
Being gaslit by Halle Bailey at DDG about yeah, she gave birth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but
gaslit throughout the whole process.
Oh, LOL.
Some things we saw on TikTok, like somebody being poisoned by one of their best friends for getting a promotion. Yeah, girls, a lot.
Damn.
There's been a lot of things going on in the stratosphere recently that we need to as well as what are we watching right now.
Oh, I put that to you. Yeah. I put that to you.
Twins. lots of interesting, nice tangents. Juicy stuff.
Yeah,
but I guess before we get into that, we actually thought let's bring the dilemmas to the hot seat.
We have a lot of dilemmas, as you guys probably know. You've probably sent us a dilemma. We haven't got into it in the episode because there are just so many get during the week.
There's a lot.
So we thought, you know what, since we're doubling the content output, why not double the amount of dilemmas we solve during the week as well. And so we're gonna do a quick dilemma before we get into the actual episode. Don't worry, it won't be as, you know, digestive.
Yeah,
well, that's not really fair.
You know what, it will be like digestive, but like it will be like digestive light.
Yeah.
We'll try to bring a bit more.
We're just going to answer the dilemma. We're going to be our authentic selves.
Have no expectations.
So if it's long, it's long. If it's not, then it's not.
Yeah, there we go.
Cool.
So, hello, sisters.
Hey, sweetie.
First and foremost, I want to express my appreciation for the positive impact your efforts have had on the sisterhood community through this podcast.
It has
undeniably played a significant role in my personal growth.
I love that.
Now, addressing my dilemma, I am a 25-year-old woman who was raised in a predominantly white neighborhood in Germany. Being a dark-skinned girl in this environment posed its challenges. However, 5 years ago, I relocated to a larger city to complete my studies and was surprised by the significant attention I received from men, primarily white men.
Mm.
Despite this, I always envisaged myself with a black man, considering them to be my physical and emotional match. However, as I've started taking dating more seriously, I've been disheartened by the behavior of some of the black men I have encountered, included, but not limited to, lying, stealing, cheating, and more. In recent months, a white man has expressed serious interest and treated me like a princess. While I appreciate this treatment, I find myself torn between enjoying the attention and holding on to my dream of finding black love. My dilemma revolves around whether I am clinging too tightly to an unrealistic dream or if it's time to explore interracial dating. With love, a perplexed sister.
Interesting. Girl, it's just time to embrace interracial dating, isn't it?
It's time.
I think if you found that the people who are attracted to you because of the environment you found yourself in, if you're also attracted to them, then you can make it pop. It can actually work. Definitely don't get jaded by the fact that the experiences you have had with some of black men so far have been negative, because not all black men are the same.
People are
individuals. They make individual choices. Oftentimes they are bad ones.
Yeah.
But that's not exclusive to black men.
They are bad.
Yeah. You know, not all black men like cheat, steal, all of that stuff. So I don't want you to become disheartened by that. However, I don't want to neglect that this has been your experience. And so I don't think write off black men. I think love who's loving you, yeah, if you genuinely love them, and if you care for them. So at the end of the day, if the person who's really feeling you is a white man, he's making you feel like a princess, do you like him? Can you see it rocking? If you can see it rocking, go and be with your white man. That's all. Embrace the swirl.
I was about to say embrace the swirl. Yeah, chocolate mocha princess.
For real, embrace the swirl. Because at the end of the day, it just takes one person. And if you that one person and you're not like glossing over serious, not red flags, but like serious things within yourself, like I'm actually not attracted to this man, but I like the idea of being liked. Do you get what I mean? If that's why you're this relationship, then girl, you're not going to be happy, are you? However, if you're like, no, I'm actually surprised that I am attracted to you, but I'm attracted to you and you treat me really well and I know that you like me, I'm not seeing any problem.
Ain't nobody got no problem.
None whatsoever. And also you're in a place where I'm assuming as well, especially with continental Europe, like mainland Europe, interracial couples are very normal. Okay, some people still see them as taboo, but because you're in a predominantly white area, even though you've moved to a bigger city, you're gonna find a lot of interracial couples. And so stop thinking about what will people think, or this isn't what I anticipated, and just be in love and enjoy that
and challenge your assumptions. You know, it's not just black men that will offer you emotional, mental, financial, all the things that you're looking for. Like our brothers from across the seas in the Netherlands, the Nordic regions, you know, they can Nordic power.
Oh my god,
this is the main episode. I was about to say, I can't say too much of this one because they're gonna say I'm a racist. I'm telling you, I'm not, guys. But that's what a racist would say. I'm not a racist. Believe what you like, but girl, swirl. You know what I'm saying? Try things out. You're also, you know, you're still young, 25, baby girl. Like, enjoy and don't overthink the fact that, you know, this person needs to be your one and only, one and done, whatnot. Don't stress it. Just enjoy the process and see if this guy works out for you. Like, it's always better to at least have the experience to understand what it is that you like, what you don't like, and see if it's actually a possibility for you. Yeah. So I think, you know, go with the flow you know, go on the date and whatnot. Like, I'm telling you, our brothers from... Have you ever dated somebody that's from a different race?
I've never dated somebody from a different... But I haven't actually been around that many until I got to uni. And I was dating people outside of uni. I didn't really have a reason to.
I hear that.
Yeah, I remember having a crush, like, on a few. But they didn't like me back, so that was the end of that.
It is well. Hashtag beauty standard. The Blakes don't get into the beauty standard.
How about you? Have you... Once. A little swirl? Oh, really?
Once.
How did that go? But
it was definitely giving fetishy. It was definitely giving like, you're black.
Yeah.
I like that you're black. Nah. He's very nice that you're black.
I can't rock with that.
My brown princess. Chocolate chip in the cookie. He's giving that.
Can't rock with
that. But he was a nice guy. He was just very like obsessed with the fact that I was black. So, and you know, I feel like sometimes people like overcompensate when you're in like communities or you're with like different races. Like, oh, you know, I'm down with it. I listen to like Skepta and all them things. That's nice.
For
that's,
you.
That's nice.
I don't give a damn.
So, sis, enjoy. And please also, girlies that are listening in, like, have you swirled? Interracial?
No. Do you know what I mean? Are you down with the swirl?
Down with the swirl.
Does it work for you? Has it worked for you?
How's it
worked
been
for loads of people, but.
You know, this is a multicultural global community. So, you know.
Tell us.
Give us the gist. Give us the insert word here. Anywho, TMS Hot Takes, giving it hot with TMS Hot Takes. What shall we start with?
I was just going to say, how are you? How you been?
You know what?
Yeah,
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm okay. It's definitely been, we're getting into that high season now. Like, I know the next season's going to be quite back
busy,
to back. Otherwise, I'm trying to take every day as it comes.
Love that.
I'm trying to enjoy. I'm also trying to avoid everybody that has been getting ill because it feels like COVID is coming back or something like that. It's giving resurgence. It's giving flu. It's giving everybody is.
Was it not
down.
Last week I was talking about a pandemic?
Prophet before her time.
I'm screaming.
No prophet before her time, guys. So yeah, I've just been, I've really been trying to mindfully live in the present and enjoy each moment as it comes. So that's me, man.
I like that. I
How are you, Miss CDB?
I'm okay.
The base of that.
I'm okay. like many others of the population, I have also been struck with whatever mysterious sickness is sweeping the nation. Yeah, I don't think mine is COVID.
I don't think it is.
I've gone through the worst of it. God's grace. But my throat was hurting, my head was hurting. Yeah. I had a fever. I've coughed my lungs out. But I'm actually feeling okay. Like, I took the week off, and I really think I flew too close to the sun, man. Mm. I really came out of the 2023 into the new year like, I'm going to get my stuff done. I came in swinging. Stop. Like, I think my body really told me, you are not a young girl anymore. You are grown women now. Grown women can't afford to do that. You're grown.
I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like you get over 25 and then all of a sudden...
I'm too old for hustle culture. I'm actually too old for hustle culture. Is too much for me now. So I embrace the whole, it's the beginning of the year, give yourself some grace.
Slow
communicate
down.
You know, tell people glowing and growing stuff, you know, tell people I can't meet this deadline. Yeah. I'm sick. Slow down. I was surprised by how many people had grace for me, and I shouldn't have been surprised. I'm genuinely surrounded by amazing people, both personally and professionally, but it was just kind of like all this thing you had anxiety about, oh, I'm sick, I can't do my work, I won't make money. Are you not alive?
Yeah. Got a roof over your head.
Very happy and content.
There you go.
And now I'm feeling better. So thank God for rest.
There's a lesson in that for somebody. Can we get a hallelujah? Oh, you're if so you're annoying. Feeling ill, you're going through a lot right now. Sometimes you don't have to push and press. No. Sometimes push and press the start button.
Ooh, come on.
Cease and desist.
Literally. So yeah, but it feels like everyone is sick. We know so many people who are already ill. I've spoken to so many friends this week who are like coughing, wincing and doing all of that stuff. So if you're not feeling too good, it's okay. Please rest up. Yeah, drink your hot teas and
don't force
take your
out.
Medication or eat well. Just chill. Just because it's the beginning of the year doesn't mean you have to be on productivity even if you're sick.
Daddy, chill.
Okay, chill, daddy.
Chill, daddy.
Yeah.
I hear that. And all of you that are ill, please, can you take your precautions to like not spread it? There's some people, Courtney, there's been some people that are like, oh, hey, Renee, come give me a hug.
You've been with me, I'm sick.
Yeah, but you haven't outwardly been like trying to envelop me in physical love and touch.
I don't think that's a terrorism move. It's an act of bioterrorism.
Made a beeline for me, man. Looking at me like, Renee, come and give me a hug. I said, whoa. Whoa. This is bioterrorism.
Literally. Like,
whoa, hold up. I said, oh, sorry, I forgot that I'm sick.
For real.
You can't even breathe through your nose. You're telling me you forgot that you're sick.
Nah, maybe they're just excited to see you.
No, you should cap that.
Fair enough. I hear it. Your birthday is soon. So.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my birthday is soon. I can't afford to be doing sniffle, cough, cough. That does not. I'm ringing in my new year. Yeah. Sniffle, cough, cough. No. We rebuke it. But
yeah,
Miss Ma'am,
yes,
I have now watched the Cat Williams interview.
Okay, what were your thoughts?
Cat is also a prophet of this time. Cat, because you know what? Yeah, I had watched clips, but then I said, let me sit down and actually watch the interview. And then I went back to go and watch some of those clips. I said, wow,
yeah,
Hollywood, what you guys do is nasty,
nasty,
nasty, all of you. The way this guy came for all of the comedians,
bro.
All these comedians, it's not funny. Nobody chuckling. So some of the initiations. Oh, some of the initiations y'all be doing to get to the head of your game. And I think what was also quite wonderful about the interview was Cat Williams is funny.
Hilarious.
So as he's exposing, I'm like,
bitch, I told you his delivery is impeccable.
Yeah.
What he says and how he says it is so funny.
And he's actually so moving. Yeah. Like some of the points that he was making. So when Shannon Sharp asked him about like Kim Kardashian, Kanye West, he said, we are terrible people.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
We are awful
he
people.
Said, we let this man go around calling himself Jesus and then got offended that he had a God complex.
Embarrassing.
A philosopher.
And then when he was dropping receipts on all of these comedians about the shady stuff that
they've done over
time.
One thing he's never going to do is lie. I believe everything that man
said. I said, Kat, you're onto something. And when he was just talking so prophetically as well. He said, Satan can't create blessings, baby. I ain't worried about nothing.
Ooh.
I said, protect Kat Williams.
At all costs. Yeah, that interview was something
else. He said,
else.
You guys had nothing that I ever wanted. He said you got wives that look weird.
The weird light skin. That's what I didn't want to say last week.
It was when the faces came up. When the faces came up, I said, "You guys are weird." He said, "They ain't. You will never see an interview from any of them. You don't even know who they are." I said, "You are not wrong.
You're not wrong." But it's crazy.
Jeez. But I think what I also loved about that interview is that Kat just seems so authentic.
Yes.
And I feel like in a time where you are consuming so much social media, consuming so much, like, his interviews like broke the internet just because of the authenticity.
Yeah.
The fact that he also practices what he preached. He like adopted like seven kids.
Literally.
He's giving like support and resources to people behind it. Like
doing the thing. But it goes to show authenticity will cost you.
Oh.
It will actually cost. Staying true to yourself, staying true to your values and your morals will cost you.
Jeez, sometimes your soul.
No, it will cost you your success. Staying true to yourself will cost you your success. Because look at what he was saying. I had all these opportunities to be alongside the people that the world considers great.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah, and I'm not there because I wasn't going to sell my soul. So now I'm viewed like this when actually this is the truth of the matter.
Crazy.
It's very crazy.
Jeez. Even some of the things that he was like, you know, in Hollywood to be successful, you have to do that whole wearing a dress situation. I started looking at all the people that I've been wearing.
The trends.
Everybody wearing dresses. I'm looking at you a little bit differently.
Damn.
They tried to get you inside a dress, squeeze you into that silk dress. Maxi dress, baby. I've seen it with the wig and everything.
Yeah.
Because there really was an epidemic of quite a lot of comedians wearing dresses.
It's a serious archetype.
Wow.
It's a serious archetype. And I think that even within that, there is a lot of complexities. Don't think because this is TMS Hot Takes, we've completely abandoned nuance.
Yeah.
But like, But like, I think especially when you were talking about black men and their relationship with masculinity, there is something so peculiar but also like multi-layered when it comes to having that conversation about men, black male comedians in dresses in order to be successful. Because especially when those are the leading opportunities you're getting in order to make your break. Do you get what I mean? Like Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. He had a big break before Mrs. Doubtfire. So you can take those risks of a man wearing a dress and playing a woman as a character. Yep. And even that, he was playing a man and a woman. But then you have someone like Martin Lawrence, who was successful before Big Mama. But then you think about like, he's also played women in the past, like in Martin, he's played. So things like that, it's like, I love Martin Lawrence, by the way. No hate on anyone. Or even like a Tyler Perry with Madea or anything like that. But I think, when you look at the complexity, the complex relationship of black men with masculinity and then think about how feminized they have to become in order to pursue success, you definitely start to cross some T's and think, something's going on in Hollywood.
I mean, Hollywood anyways. Even some of the things that Kat was saying about Diddy's parties.
If anyone knows what was happening, it's that man.
Kat Williams.
That 100%. Man knows some stuff. Someone give him a book deal. Pan Mac, I think you found your next.
I'm protected.
Go make a big offer.
He said, sometimes you gotta tell Diddy no.
It's so sad to see the unraveling of people.
But some people feed into this unraveling long before. Did you not think one day this party or day
would not be
hundreds of people? Somebody's not going to say something about what you're touching.
Hey.
Physically as well as. Anyway, Sha. We give God all the glory. We see you expose it. I'm telling you, 2024, I've been saying this, 2024 really feels like year of exposure. That which was done in the dark is coming to the light, guys. Literally. So be followers of the light. You know, if you're followers of the light, there's nothing to expose. That which you're doing undercover, listen, you'll be brought to justice.
For real.
Maybe it's like the centennial or maybe some kind of anniversary or something has come. And God really said, well.
Exposure.
Wrap it up.
Man. It's funny, today actually I was seeing something about leap years and how like every leap year something very significant has happened.
Wow.
Like how.
Is it a leap year this year?
Yeah, 24. Yeah. So like the last leap year was 2020, obviously the global pandemic.
You're right.
Then before that, 2016. I can't remember what they said about that. But like they started it all the way from the 2000s about like the whole the end of the world at the millennium. And then there was like the 2008 financial crisis. And there was the 2012 end of the world prediction.
Oh,
so they were just like...
It's a leap year.
It's always been something.
It's a leap year. ah, those Illuminati crooks, they're working over time.
Well, we thank God we're not caught up in the pasta.
Hallelujah.
By God's grace.
Nah, nobody, there's nothing to drag up.
By
guys.
God's grace.
We expose ourselves on a regular basis. Yeah. What? There's nothing, there's actually nothing you will find with us here.
But in advance, we're sorry.
Use this clip.
Just in case. I apologize.
Sorry for something that we did. We didn't know that what we did was bad. Hopefully. No, you know the ones, because you know context matters, right? How context many people matters. Were read for filth because like 10 years later?
Yeah, exactly. Later, I was literally thinking that something that wasn't a problem then is a problem now.
Problem now.
So yeah. We're sorry.
Problematic.
Oh, man. So talk about problematic things. Tell me about this person who tried to...
Lord of Lords.
Yeah, what the heck is going on?
So basically, I was on like the TikToks, you know, enjoying content and whatnot. Yeah. And then somebody told a story about how basically a couple of friends had gone out to celebrate their friend who had gotten a promotion. So she had moved into like making serious bank, like six figures. Come and see, the babe goes to the bathroom. And one of the bartenders sees the friend like putting something in her like food or drink or something. So he calls her out, obviously, and she's like cussing him out saying, how could you like basically bring that up? So they were like, okay, if you haven't done anything to the food, take a taste of it and be telling me. And she was like, no, I'm good. It's come like, on. Oh, but if you're good and nothing has happened, then try this. Then eventually she confessed and said, hey, I was trying to poison you because I'm not happy at your success.
Jealousy. That's is akin to murder.
Hand in hand.
Jealousy.
Hand in hand, Your Honor.
Will drive you. It's that same route.
Can you imagine actually being so jealous that you poison your friend? And this wasn't even like a small, this was a close friend.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, very insane. So but it's the plot of many a Nollywood film. As I say, Nollywood was really there first.
No, but your friend.
Nollywood
you know.
Was there first. But you know, it's funny because my parents were telling me a very similar story of someone and their sibling back in Ghana.
Yeah.
That they like got the owner of a chop bar, so like a very informal restaurant, to like poison his food when he ordered. And it worked. He died.
Stop.
Yeah. Similarly, because of money and stuff like that. And I think it's a really, really good conversation about comparison versus jealousy, because comparison can, you know, it can inspire competition, which can sometimes be good. It produces the best out of us, like when you look at athletes and stuff. And I think we've talked about this even in our book, like comparison can take you down a good route if it turns into inspiration and then you think about your own unique path. But once you begin to really covet and envy and desire what somebody has, exactly what they have, and you realize, especially if you have a scarcity mindset and stuff, terrible. When you start to realize, oh, I can't have it because you have it, let me eliminate you, you are a murderer.
No, but it's actually quite serious, because to move from I want what you have to
I need to get rid of you,
you have to go so I can have what you have. Serial killer.
Yeah. No, it's literally you're a killer.
Killer.
You're actually a somebody's killer. This dying. Is giving first degree.
As in first degree, not even like premeditated.
First degree.
This is that FBI.
Literally,
you did, there.
You did it. And you got caught as well. I'm so glad.
That's
I'm
also
so
embarrassing.
Glad.
Like the way you got caught. I was
no,
like,
I'm glad.
I'm
so
glad you got caught, but I was like, can you be like
more people should be vigilant like
110%.
Because it's really sad. I think it's so sad that people would be your friend, someone you call a friend. And as much as we can say, oh, be careful of the friends that you keep, you just don't know what's in the heart of
people.
You
never know.
And also, that friend was probably all okay until you got the promotion.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing, you need to be with friends. Oh, this is sounding more like a main episode. Yeah, but you need to be with friends. Go back to the banter. But you've got to surround yourself with people who are okay supporting you through the evolution of life.
Right.
You're not always going to be where you are right now. So if you know you're with people who are like, they're okay with you as long as you stay on this level, as long as you stay here, as long as you're either on their level or beneath them. But as soon as you start to surpass them in maybe income or stage of life, especially if it's in line with what they desire for their health and they what they desire for themselves, and they perceive it as something they lack, that person is going to be clawing at you like you are not going anywhere.
Saboteur. You are the saboteur. And it's the level of proximity for me.
Yeah.
I hate when, you know, I hear stories from women that are talking about the betrayal that they've had from their friends. I'm like, he's giving crazy.
The people at your table are your enemies. Ah? It's very scary.
Insane. To the point where you're trying, let me put sprinkle over your food. Terrible. That's crazy.
Terrible. terrible.
I would say, oh, God. You know, people are like, oh, be discerning. And it's like, you can be discerning, but
stay prayed up. But also, yeah, stay discerning, but also stop doing things like this. Like, no. But people who, no, exactly. Like, it's not even the onus on the person. It's actually on you to not be so bad mind. Don't be a witch. Like, oh my days.
Don't be witchy. Stop it. Stop. Okay, look. Jealousy, envy, those kind of things are natural human emotions. They're things that people experience. But again, don't let it rule your entire life. Celebrate people. Like, jealousy will dissolve when you really partake in the celebration of people.
Celebrate people.
Because that good karma is going to come back. People Facts. Will celebrate you when you celebrate them.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Like, celebrate people.
Nah, but poisoning, that's a serious
poison one. Is such an extreme route to go down.
Like, not even just poisoning. Make you feel a bit too salty, too upset, poisoning.
But also just to do something, like, oh, even to push me. Like, I would, oh,
it's you just. And you're saying, oh,
you
well
must
done.
Be, yeah, like, you must be so consumed by your jealousy to be able to not self-regulate, to much. Hold yourself back.
It's too
you
much.
Absolute witch. You grow up.
Saboteur.
But also, talking about the complexities of adult relationships, I saw a clip from the Receipts podcast, who are back with a new season, a rebrand and all of that. And I'm really loving the look of it. Tolly and Audrey look fantastic. And Tolly was talking about going through a really hard personal time of her mum having cancer and how, you know, she felt like she had to be really, really strong. And she was just praising, like, Audrey for being there for her when she didn't really have the words to utter what she needed. And it really made me think of, like, and I read the comments and stuff, and it was just like the beauty of true sisterhood and true friendship, where it's like, even sometimes when you can't express what it is you need, somebody just knowing you need someone to care for you. And how, like, Audrey, there was a day she just came over to her house, cleaned her whole house, made her food. And, like, because Tolly said that everything was just getting too much. Like, she's taking on financial responsibility and all of that. And it just made me think that, like, sisterhood can actually be so beautiful. It can actually be so necessary and life-saving in these really, really hard times as well. Because life isn't just full of highs and promotions and doing really well. It can actually be full of some gut-punching moments, man. Like, when I watched it, it really touched my heart, and just the rawness of.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The emotion as well. So just to give a bit of balance, adult female friendships can actually be really beautiful and fruitful things as well.
Necessary too. So moving, man.
Yeah.
It's oftentimes, you know, the thing about adulting is you go through experiences that you have literally no reference point for. Like, what reference point would you have had to that kind of experience?
Yeah.
So even being able to articulate your needs in that moment, you don't know because you've never been through it before.
Yeah.
And having someone there that's intuitive enough to at least say, let me serve you the best way that I know how to in this situation, necessary.
Second to none.
You need sisterhood, man. You need female friends.
Good female friends.
You need good ones.
It people will carry you through. You. Yeah, that's the thing. It's having people around you that actually care about you, so they won't be poisoning your food.
Yeah.
Just go home and journal. Why are you putting stuff in people's food?
Some friends are making you food. Others are...
Poisoning you.
Wow. Come see, come on. Head and tail.
Oh my gosh.
No, that's really beautiful, man. It's funny. I was having a conversation with a friend of mine who was talking about, like, female friendships and all that kind of stuff. And it just how important the older that you get to have women on your side.
Facts.
This whole narrative of, like, oh, women are evil. Some women are evil. Some of them. well, not evil. They are allowing the enemy to operate on the inside of them. Some of them are, there you go, advocates. You know when we say, oh, let me be a devil's advocate? The devil doesn't need advocates. He doesn't need followers. He doesn't need more. Yeah. He's good at what he does, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need any more friends. Don't be his friend. Don't be his enemy. That. Be the enemy of the enemy. But yeah, we were just talking about the necessity of having women around you.
Yeah.
Like really having women around you, because there are tough times ahead.
Boy.
There are tough times.
Life can get tough.
Like your parents are getting older.
Mm, mm, mm.
All of your friends are moving away. Your family is starting, like things are happening within your family. There's just things that you're going through that you don't have a reference point for, but you need people for. Yeah. Like you actually need people to be around you. So I think it's just beautiful. It's beautiful they have a sisterhood.
Yeah, they do.
Beautiful times. Definitely encourage women. Listen, girl, aside from the banter and the fun and all that kind of stuff, you actually need a girl to hold you down.
Yeah.
Child.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of like sisterhood and cultivating sisterhood, one thing I'm really excited about is the sisterhood that we're about to cultivate in South Africa.
South Africa's gonna be a good time, man. Guys. Like the sessions we've been having with the girls has actually been really fun. Really, really fun.
The level of like vulnerability, hearing people's stories, and the fact that we're so connected, even though we're from such different parts of the world. Crazy.
Oh, good times. I'm excited for SA. I'm excited to be in the sun. I'm excited to eat good food.
Because it's cold.
Oh, I'm just excited to hear the music, to just be somewhere else, man. It's funny. In our last community call, we were all like, not all, but the London girls were kind of like, oh, it's so cold here. But, you know, London's a lit city, just not at this time of year. January can genuinely be considered, and just winter, the winter season in general, like, it's just so grey and full of depression in the atmosphere.
The thing is, I can do with like cold, crisp, sunny mornings.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's when it's grey and overcast and cold. I'm like, no, I can't do this anymore. I'm not interested.
Same.
That seasonal affective
depression. Sad.
It has even reminded me, I need my vitamin D today as we're speaking. Make sure to get those vitamin D.
I was on the Holland and Barrett's website the other day. I think I'm low in iron, like significantly low. I went to get my lashes, when I had my lashes, I went to get them done. And then, you know, when like you're just looking at them and stuff, and there was something in my eyes, so I pulled my eyelid down.
Yeah.
And I think it's Rebecca that told me that like when you have anemia, the inside of your eyes are like less red.
Really?
Yeah. Like that thing was grey. I said, no wonder I am so tired.
I'm actually about to go to the bear.
Yeah, like, it's like a sign of low iron. Wow. So I was just like, oh, well, explains a few things because I have been fatigue.
Yeah.
Tired.
Extreme fatigue.
You're actually not serious. No, like the fatigue has been crazy. I don't know if it's a season thing or if it's genuinely like a going to up your supplements. Because I know like most black people in the UK and like countries in the West, I'm really vitamin D deficient. Mm. But I just don't know if it's like,
is it like, oh, you need to punch your vitamin D? Yeah, they need to like pump that.
Yeah, man.
Bruh. Yeah.
I saw a TikTok of a girl who was like, your frontal lobe only fully develops when you turn 25 or older.
Wow.
And it's something my mentor told me as well, where it's like, I was having a bit of a midlife crisis. And I think a lot of us go through, okay, I have a theory. Sorry. Yeah,
go ahead, go on. I have the blinkers
theory.
On.
No, I have a theory. You know how children, like babies, toddlers, like Micah, my daughter, go through sleep regressions when they're going through like a developmental stage? I think a quarter life crisis is the final regression before our frontal lobe has fully developed. Because obviously sleep regression is when there's a new level of sleep, brain development happening in the baby.
Mm.
So I think we don't necessarily get like sleep regression, but I think because life is already too tiring, so we're definitely going to sleep. But I think the anxiety, the overwhelm and the confusion mainly is because our frontal lobe is going through another wave of development.
Fez.
Yeah. So I think that's why we all encounter quarter life crises. I think it's the frontal lobe thing.
Nah, you're onto something there.
I think so.
He's giving Dr. Quartz.
I think, yeah.
On today's episode of Dr. Courtney, your frontal lobe development, the regressions that you may be experiencing but did not have language to, we're going to dig into
it. Yeah, you're calling it quarter life crisis. It's frontal lobe development.
Praise God.
The cortex.
I'm very glad to know, because Courtney, especially I think beginning of last year.
Yeah.
My God, I was just, what's going on?
Yeah, no, literally, like you're just like, oh my God, like everything seems to be falling apart. Neurotic, and then I don't know about you, but like, suddenly, I don't know if it's 2024, yeah, just the whole game.
Yeah.
Things clicked.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's
things
like,
made sense. Oh,
this is how life works.
Yeah. 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 Big yeah.
Quarter life crisis.
Big yeah.
Aborted.
And I'm like, let me just do.
Yeah.
And let me just be.
That's that frontal lobe development. All up here.
Lord have mercy.
Maybe that's what people are calling their third eye. I'm going to add that to my theory. I'm going to add that to my theory. I'm going to add it to my theory.
So it's the frontal lobe.
No disrespect to anyone's spirituality. It's not the frontal third eye. Lobe.
It's not the opening, rather, it's the closing of the synapse.
It's development, baby.
Wow. Can nobody steal this, please? Neuroelectricity. Don't steal this finding. This is obviously a new finding. Nobody has written about this in the history of ever. So can you not steal it? No,
because the synapses. All of it.
Everything's firing.
Honestly.
Cognitive dissonance.
I'm actually so sure there's a million blog posts about this, but I've just put it together.
That's that frontal lobe development.
I'm telling you.
Wow.
Now I'm grown. But yeah, did anyone else experience that frontal lobe just fully just came into?
But you know how like especially when women get into like their late 20s, yeah, they feel like more confident, they feel less bothered about like what society has to say. You know, grown woman era,
yeah,
the synapses have connected.
Yeah, the frontal lobe has.
Everything is.
Yeah, brain development. Wow.
Well,
but then if they say that women develop faster than men, is that why like a lot of men at this stage, we're just hypothesizing here.
Because I know the conclusion here. You're about to get to. Go on, girl.
Men of a similar age seem immature. Is it because their frontal lobe development is at a slightly later stage? Is that why it seems like men don't fully come into it?
I think so.
Till they're about like 28, 29.
Some of them. Do you think that everybody 90. Has that experience?
What, of the frontal lobe?
Connected. Or is it that some people remain disconnected?
I think that's what they call arrested development. I think we're wrong.
No, it's not. Arrested.
You've been arrested. Developmentally.
I hear it.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. I'm going to use that term. No, because can you imagine you're dating someone and say, I believe that you suffer from arrested development.
Yeah.
Nah, that's new vocab. That explains so much.
Yeah.
Arrested development. You've been arrested by your development.
And it can be, not to get deep, but it can be triggered by so many things. Stop. Like trauma. No, for real. Like a trauma can actually arrest someone's development.
No,
like,
so
have you ever met someone that's like physically you've grown but your brain is stuck at 12?
Yeah,
like you haven't. Often sometimes it can be because there was a trigger or a trauma or something that like trapped them in that place, or like an abandonment or something. Yeah that didn't like develop them healthily. And also learned this in therapy, that as you get older, obviously as your brain is forming, it's developing up until this place where your frontal lobe has fully developed. So it doesn't just like, oh, it stopped, then it did nothing, then suddenly developmental activity. Jeez. It's actually still just growing. So you're not really grown up until you're about 25, 26. However, as you get older, your experiences shape how your brain forms, obviously. Mm. So like the neuro pathways and stuff like that. So the more trauma you incur, the Damn. More things actually get like wires get crossed.
Yep.
So that's how some people, like, they still get to this place where their frontal lobe is developed, but the pathways are wrong. Like, in, not that they're wrong, but like they're shaped in a way that isn't the most ideal for the person. Yeah. But I'm not a psychologist.
Yeah. When disclaimer, this is conjecture at best.
Yeah. This is pure speculation.
This pure speculation. No, because somebody's got to come here and be like, well,
actually,
stop it. That stinks. We're having a girl chat.
This is just open ideas.
This is just girl chat. Yeah. We're just catching up.
Seeing what sticks.
We just happen to talk about behavioral psychology whilst we catch up.
Whilst we chat.
And we are not behavioral psychologists.
We're not at all.
Like, if I talk about, you know, criminal minds, not a police officer, you
not
know?
Police officer.
Don't send me out. Sorry, this is so tangential. There's a babe I've been watching on Instagram recently, yeah. Niel Skits.
Oh, okay.
She is so funny. Ooh. She does the skits on like, if I were like a doctor or mm-hmm. if I was like a pilot, but I lied on my CV. My favorite one, I have to send it to you. My favorite one was like, if I was a therapist, yeah. but I didn't have like a CV.
Yeah.
And then the person that she was speaking to was like, I want to kill my mom. And she's like, I want to kill my mom. Like, oh yeah, I heard that song. I want to kill my dad. And then she sees them
funny.
On the news the next day and they've killed their parents.
You were there having a sing-along.
I want to kill my dad.
It reminds me, I saw a TikTok yesterday of a guy who was like, my parents being so proud that I'm becoming a pharmacist, and then he's Googling on the computer,
yeah.
what is paracetamol used for?
Can you imagine?
But what is paracetamol?
So I actually Googled this. Paracetamol and ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Apparently, nobody really knows how it works,
right.
but apparently it blunts the signal that
yeah,
sends.
Yeah, yeah,
so
pain.
It doesn't actually deal with any symptoms,
but
just...
That's most medication, though. Crazy. Most medication is just how to make you live with the ailment easier
yeah.
and not actually healing the thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're not anti-vaxxers or anything, but just to let you know how medication works. Actually most operates. Medication, yeah.
Insane.
Most artificial medication, sorry. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
We're not psychologists. We are not
doctors.
We're not doctors.
We're not even herbalists.
Dr. Sebi is not our mentor.
No. We don't
Dr. Sebi is not our mentor. No, he's not.
Yeah.
Not.
It's very sad. It's actually very sad.
It's unfortunate.
But what is it made of that it has that effect on us? That's what I'm trying to understand.
No, we should bring on
I need to do more
research.
Because we should bring on a pharmacist or something.
No, but for them to explain, I'm sure they've done this somewhere. We just need to go and look.
It's so actually so true.
Redirect.
The content is
rocking
out there.
Up their yeah, you know what I mean?
The content is actually out there.
You know what I'm saying? That links nicely into what we've been watching. One of which is... So recently on Netflix, I watched For Me Once, I think it's called, with Michelle Keegan.
Yeah, everyone's been watching. It's like number one on Netflix.
Yeah,
How is that going?
You know what? It's a slow burner.
Yeah.
And I think the ending, for me personally, I was like, meh.
Mm.
It was meh. Mm. It's by the same, one of the writers, it's by the same guy that wrote, what's the name of that Netflix series where the astral projection, all of that kind of nonsense that was occurring.
Behind her eyes.
So it's very much like that in the slowness of the buildup of tension. I really did like Michelle Keegan. I think she shined, but I think the storyline itself, I was like, yeah, it wasn't as exciting and as I thought it was going to be.
I hear you.
But it was still a good watch. And I think one thing I do love about the Brits, we can do a good drama.
Funny enough, so this week I went to a screening of Criminal Record. Mm-hmm. It's on Apple TV. And I met Adela Rafadi,
nice.
Our fave.
Met
her and Keith there, and Mo Chanks, Abisoye, who is the producer of a podcast we were recently on called Behind the Dreams.
Yeah.
We were all watching it, and Adela said something really interesting because, you know, she's a theoretical. Yeah, if you think I'm hypothesizing, that's a woman with theories.
We need to actually bring her on.
A woman with
theories,
sound mind. But she was saying how her and her friend were like, the one thing British people do so well is crime dramas, right?
Yeah.
And she said that her theory is it's because of how grey London is, when you watch it, it just looks like the perfect setting 100%. Of a crime drama.
That's so
because
true.
It's just so dark and mysterious. She's absolutely right.
Listen, that and literature, that's why it's called English literature, baby, because
the English, they know how to
One
write.
One thing about that, what do you call it? There's a word for it. When the weather mirrors.
Prophetic fallacy.
Yeah. All of that fallacy, baby. That is prophetic. All of that, like, yeah.
Prophetic or pathetic?
Prophetic fantasy.
Isn't it prophetic or pathetic? But pathetic doesn't make sense. We did English Lit A-level, man.
And we did, we got very...
Yeah.
I even spelled pathetic incorrectly as I said that. So, don't watch that.
It's the nails,
guys. No, it's actually
the fact that the first thing that came up was prophetic dreams.
It's pathetic fallacy.
Oh, pathetic fallacy. There we go.
Where there's even a nice little image.
Pathetic fallacy.
I
thought it was pathetic, yeah.
Giving emotions to something that is non-human. Angry
there
storms began to roll.
Oof, see?
Yeah.
Powerful
the rain
stuff.
Pattered dismally. That is the UK.
Yeah, 100%.
Criminals, that is the perfect backdrop to criminals.
Exactly.
Behavior.
Yes, so that was her theory.
That makes sense.
And I think she's absolutely right.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, what else did we watch? We've started watching
Echo on Marvel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Marvel production on Disney Plus, series. We watched the first two episodes of that. Shout out to Disney for allowing us to come to a little screening of that.
And the main character is indigenous. Like, it was just giving a lot. She's an indigenous disabled superhero. Yeah. And it's one of those, I really enjoyed it because it didn't feel gimmicky.
It didn't feel tokenistic.
Exactly. There's so many like Marvel, like the direction they've been taking recently. I know that they're trying to appeal to a more diverse audience, and that can come across as tokenistic, gimmicky, doing too much. Because Echo was quite dark, I liked it.
Ooh, I really liked it as well. And I loved that she wasn't like this perfect hero. She's some kind of anti-hero. Yeah. Exactly. She's very problematic. But also, like, one thing I loved as I was watching it, I was like, firstly, the choreography of these fight scenes, absolutely crazy. Some of those sequences were mad, especially considering because of the way it's shot, you can tell they were all captured in one take.
Yeah.
To know your choreography like that, it almost felt like a dance.
Yes.
The way they were fighting felt a dance, right?
Yep.
But also the way that they use sound, obviously, because she's deaf, the way they use sound and silence to kind of build suspense, I said, this is amazing.
Guys, and I'm such an impressionable person. I remember telling Courtney, I said, like, Courtney, I want to learn self-defense and something else. What was it that I said I wanted to do?
American Sign Language.
An American Sign Language. I literally watched that and I was like, I need to be the superhero. The power of representation. Yeah. I said, me, I want to be like this babe. Yeah,
exactly.
How so guys, powerful.
If you're there, producer, a director, casting director, cast more diverse people, man. Really, really, it was nice to see something different.
It was
really nice to see
and like really
different.
Put yourself in her shoes. Like I really felt like I was viewing the world through from her lens. So that was beautiful.
Brilliant. This week I finally watched Manifest. Remember you were telling us about that a couple episodes ago about the babe who comes back and her best friend has married her fiance.
Can you imagine?
All of that. So I finally watched the first season. Amazing TV. Really, really loved it. I love a series that makes you ask so many questions.
Listen.
And also seems borderline impossible.
Listen.
I love it.
Because what?
I loved it.
What?
Genuinely.
Chef loved Kiss.
It. Yeah.
Very, very good.
Good series.
Guys, you should check it out. Like, genuinely, I was hooked.
But unfortunately, and obviously this is just Netflix UK.
Yeah.
On Netflix, they only have season 1 and 4. Because I got to the end of season 1 yesterday. Why am I looking for a bootleg website now? But they have it on Sky Go. But you can't get Sky Go on the TV. Oh. You have to get it on the phone. But I think I have a Sky account.
You should.
I should.
You should.
I should.
Sky, we're going to have some conversations. I hope that's okay.
Sky, or you can watch on Now TV, which I've been hearing is actually lit.
Okay.
Apparently, because at the criminal records screening, a lot of us were like, oh, but it's another subscription to have. But it's such a good series. I actually think I might have it. I might get it. Criminal Record, it's really good. But some people are saying like you can get a bundle of it on Now TV because like to have Netflix, Disney Plus, Apple TV, like it's just a lot.
It's a lot.
It's just a Prime. That's like £40-£50 already going at YouTube Premium just to stream.
That's ridiculous. And then on top of that, TV licensing. But we'll talk about you, Chris.
And then you've got your
And
then you've got your music subscriptions as well. Things are getting expensive,
The cost
of living is so expensive.
It's rising, and we're not living.
Please also band together with some friends and spend £555.
Also, Simon from TV licensing. No, because that man, the alleged Simon that doesn't exist, that was coming to our house to come and see if we have a television.
But I've been told by sources that will not be named that because we live in an apartment, they actually just can't trace that it's us.
Oh.
Like, it's the technology can't tell them who in the building it is.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? So they actually don't know that it's our specific apartment.
Well, guys,
just
we actually pay our
to
TV license
we
fee,
actually
way,
do
so
we actually do but to put here. That out there
Simon,
the
it's,
so when Nella got onto no it's funny when Nella got onto I'm a Celebrity, I commented under like, oh, finally giving us a reason to pay the TV license. Then somebody commented under me like, ha ha ha, you still pay that thing. I said, but is it a crime not to, it's a crime not to pay it. So why are you laughing
why
at
you
me?
Laughing
you're
at
going
me?
To prison.
Yep. Because we're going to see where you're from.
Gonna
Where's
get
your
a fine,
like IP address,
honey?
Baby? Anyways.
It's funny what we laugh at people for. I'm just trying to be a law-abiding citizen.
A law-abiding citizen.
but
whose TV licensing fee is being swallowed?
Yeah, take it off.
Swallowed.
Take it off.
Swallowed. Yeah.
The last thing that I wanted to talk about, which was really interesting, we can close out the episode with this. Saw a TikTok of a girl who was reminiscing with her friend about like UK slang, and the one they thought was the best was skein.
Yeah.
And I completely agree.
I hear it, you know, because we use skein a lot.
We need to bring skein back for our international audience. Skein is like, how can you even describe skein? Like,
it's just a word that has multiple usage.
I guess so. So let's give an example. Like, what would you give as an example of using skein?
If you're upset with somebody and they told you what to do.
Yes, yeah, skein.
You what, mate?
Skein was crazy. Skein was a crazy one.
I like that. But you know what was also funny? Some of the words that we use to describe attractive people.
Peng. Peng is my fave. Boom-ting. I still use it. Boomting is terrible.
That's crazy.
I've never uttered those words. Boomting.
Buffting.
Yeah. What was your favorite? Buffting was good. Yeah.
I did like Peng.
Buff is good.
I think Peng was nice.
Peng was nice. Buff is good. Buff is kind of universal.
Yeah. Hot spice.
Hot spice. Hot spice. Oh my god. Shout out to Sneak Bo. Hot spice.
Let me show you the
What
way.
Was your favorite slang term in general?
Ooh, that's hard. I had quite a few that were funny. So I definitely loved like, do you remember Big Man Ting?
Yeah, Biggest Man Ting.
I still
ting.
Use that. I still use that. Yeah, I still BMT, man.
Biggest Man Ting, Kiss My Teeth.
Listen, KMT was great. Skein is very much up there.
Skein is a top ranker.
Jeez. It's taking me way back, man. Skein? It's taking me way back. Like skein? Or if like somebody's looking cute, skein.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah. Skein was a good one.
That, I think those are the top ones for me. Painting.
What do you think were some of the worst ones?
Chung.
Chung is. That I think Chung wasn't even in our era. Chung is outdated. Mine is Sket.
Oh.
Sket is such a derogatory term.
Nasty term that is.
Sket. A sketel.
It's
Are
just
you
the way
crazy?
You have to prepare yourself to say the words.
You dirty sket. Ah! Stop. That can provoke a fight.
Have you read Keisha the Sket?
I haven't actually read it, But I used to read the Facebook post. Oh, yeah. 100%. Throwback.
Guys.
Throwback Keisha.
Those stories were juicy.
Jeez. Come back from school. Juicy. Run on to that.
Oh my gosh. Tyreek has had sex with
Keisha the Scare.
Oh my God. It was a woman ahead of her time. You know what? This is so tangential but related. I just love language and how it expresses people. And recently there was like a trend on Twitter. It was like, what's your favorite like British like white person or like American like white person terminology?
Yeah,
one of my favorites, newsflash buddy. Do you know how funny
Not
that is?
Newsflash.
Newsflash buddy. Y'all are funny.
Oh, that's
do you know
funny.
How funny that is?
That is so funny.
Like, what would you say is like just so problematic but like dominant culture, like what's your favorite like saying from that?
I'm not being funny but I'm not being funny
I'm
but
not being funny. Nah,
love it a bit but
do you know what I mean? Nah, shut the front door.
Oh, that is so
and then there was one
funny.
What do you call it, there was a country edition as well that killed me. It was like, well, shiver me timbers and call me pumpkin. Who do we have here?
I love that. I love that. And British people have so many of those.
No, it's
like,
too much. It's actually too
much. What would you say is a like classic British one?
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, Sally's your uncle.
Especially the way they're so creative with insults as well. That is the best one.
Or like the way that they express it. Oh, it was a bit of a mare though.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Like, I love British people.
It's a bit of a mare.
Love British saying.
Bit of a man.
Yeah. Hate the colonial history.
Yeah, hate the colonial history. You guys don't have any code. Well, do you?
Yes, you do.
But some of it is thievery.
Yeah. 1,000%.
It's thievery. Don't steal, kids. Newsflash, buddy. Don't steal. Do you know how funny that is? Like, I'm not trying to be funny, but...
I'm not trying to be funny.
Hey.
Love it to bits.
Love it to bits,
but... you know what's wrong. Slavery.
Yeah. You are right on the money. Bang on the money. Bang you are, money. Yeah.
Oh, guys, anyway, we kiki for a we long time. But honestly, we'll be back next week, Wednesday, with some more TMS hot takes. We'll be back on Sunday with the main TMS episode. We'll be giving you glowing and growing tits. But as for here, we don't glow and grow.
Ah, if you like. Yeah, if you like.
Tickets. Yeah. If you like, give up.
Yeah, stagnant. Stay here.
But honestly, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for chilling with us, and we hope that you enjoyed the episode. We'll be back. Love you to pieces. Keep glowing and growing. But that's not this episode.
Keeping it hot with TMS Hot Takes.
Goodbye.
I'm trying to make that a thing, guys. Clearly don't have it, but we've peer pressured before. We'll go again. Keep going. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You guys already know peer pressure doesn't work with me.
Might I remind you guys, just go back to a couple of to be fair, that wasn't that peer pressure. That was more so compromise.
I was exactly, I made a decision for myself.
Yeah, she did.
That won't be peer pressure. That's how you get sent to hell. Collective thinking.
Bob's your uncle.
Have a Fangie's great... your aunt.
Yes. Do you know, and it was the most random.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.